ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 16. Na tvam tyajami daitam dvija deva datam yasmin mano drig api no na viyati lagnam mam charu shringi arhasi netum anuvratam te chittam yata pratisarantu Shiva Sachivya Natvam Tayam Natvam Tyajami Daitam Dvija Devadatam Yasmin Manodrig Apinona Viyati Lagnam Mam Charu Singhi Arasinetum Anuvratam Te Chitam yata pratyasarantu shiva sachivyaha. Natvam tyajami dayatam dvijadevadatam. Yasmin manodrik apino naviyati lagnam. Mam charu singhi arasinetum anuvratam te. Chitam yata pratisarantu shiva sachivyaha. Natvam tyajami dayatam dvija devadatam. Yasmin manodrik apino naviyati lagnam. Mam charu singhi arasinetum anuvratam te. Chita yata pratisarantu shiva sachivyaha. Natvam tyajami dayatam dvijadevadatam. Mam charu singhi arsinetum anuvratam te. Chitam yata pratisarantu shiva sachivyaha. Anybody else wants to try? Natvam tyajami dayatam dvija devadatam. Yasmin manodrig apino naviyati lagnam. Mam charu singhi arsinetum anuvratam te. Chitam yata pratisarantu shiva sachivyaha. na, not, tvam, you, tyajami, I shall give up, daitam, very dear, dvijadeva, by Lord Brahma, the demigod worshipped by the Brahmanas, datam, given, yasmin, unto whom, mana, mind, drik, eyes, api, also, na, my, navyati, do not go away, lagnam, tightly attached, mam, me, charu sringim, a woman with beautiful raised breasts, arhasi, you ought, netum, to lead, anuvratam, follower, te, your, chittam, desire, yata, wherever, pratisaranto, may follow, shiva, favorable, sachivya, friends. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Lord Brahma, who is worshipped by the Brahmanas, has very mercifully given you to me. And that is why I have met you. I do not want to give up your company, for my mind and eyes are fixed upon you and cannot be drawn away. O woman with beautiful raised breasts, I am your follower. You may take me wherever you like, and your friends may also follow me. Purport. Now Agnidra frankly admits his weakness. He was attracted to Purvachitti, and therefore, before she could say, but I have no business with you, he expressed his desire to be united with her. He was so attracted that he was ready to go anywhere, hell or heaven, in her company. When one is absorbed in lust and the influence of sex, one surrenders to the feet of a woman without reservations. Srila Madhvacharya remarks in this connection that one engages in joking and talking like a crazy person. One may say anything and everything, but his words will be meaningless. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakashodan Melitam Yenam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yota Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajibam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare. So here in this chapter, the activities of Maharaj Agnidra are described. So here it appears, when we read here the verses and then of course the purport also by Srila Prabhupada, to some extent it seems to be that Agnidra was quite a materialistic person. But we should understand that all these personalities which are described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are great personalities. So Agnidra was the son of Priyavrata, and as we have heard and in the previous chapters about his wonderful activities, how powerful he was. And of course then we should understand that the children of a powerful personality, usually they're also quite powerful. Of course, here in this case, so we see that some material desires were there, and so it is explained that he wanted to go to Pitri Loka, whereas a pure devotee, he wants to go back home to Godhead. He wants to join the Supreme Lord in his pastimes. But at the same time, so we can see that many of the devotees described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they still had some desires, like even Kardama Muni. So he was a great Muni sage, and he was meditating for many, many years. He had darshan of the Supreme Lord, but still he had some slight desire to have also company of a woman, to have a wife. But he was not so much bothered, and he was continuing with his tapasya and trying to fully remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Brahma, who is Sarvagya, to some extent, Trikalagya, because he's fully absorbed in serving Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tene Brahma Rida Yadi Kavaye. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave transcendental knowledge to Lord Brahma, as explained in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this knowledge is very guyatam, very confidential. Jnana vigyatam, jnana vigyanam sahitam. So Krishna himself is explaining, I'm giving to you this knowledge, which is very confidential. So you should try to absorb that. And he's saying, jnana vigyanam sahitam. So the knowledge is given, but then we have to try to apply whatever we have learned. And then it becomes vigyan. Then it becomes realized. So, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. So Lord Brahma, he is very much empowered by the Supreme Lord to create this universe. And actually today is also a very special day. It is known as Moni Amavasya. Amavasya is an auspicious day, as Prabhupada has explained. Ekadashi Titi, Amavasya Titi, and Purnima Titi. These 3 days are very, according to lunar calendar, so when these days, they fall on a certain day, these are considered auspicious. So this Titi, the 11th day of the moon, and the new moon day, and the full moon day. So they are considered very auspicious. So according to the persons, the saintly persons here in India, actually, this universe was created on Moni Amavasya, on this Amavasya. What's that? Yes. So many things are there with this day, Amavasya. It is Moni Amavasya, Moni. So the Munis, they're going to Prayag, to Allahabad, and taking a bath. There's a yearly Mela, Mag Mela. Also, every month, everything is auspicious in Krishna consciousness. But especially Kartik Mas, especially for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, worshipping Sisi Radha Damodar, Radha Krishna, especially even more Srimati Radharani, and then of course Purushottam Mas is there, but then Magh Mas also, that is very much respected, and those who are very strict Vaishnavas, they will do some vrat during Purushottam Mas, during Kartik Mas, and the same vrat they will follow in Magh Mas, and then also in Vaishak Mas. Mag, ma'aga. Aga means sin. So that which is destroying all sins, that is this month. If we surrender to Krishna, if we perform some austerity, if we perform more devotional activities in this month, and then so Amavasya, so the new moon day is most auspicious, and there's every year there's a mela, there's a festival in Prayag in Allahabad, and many saintly persons are coming in there, and in the cold weather like here today, it is very foggy and it is cold and it is difficult to take bath. Who can take bath in the morning with cold water? Raise your hand. Well, 1, 2, 3, very few. Even myself, in my youth I was doing, but now I'm getting a little old. Some gray hair are coming. And my body is not so strong anymore. I have to heat up the water and then I take a bath. Just practical we have to be. I may also take a bath, but then I may get a headache and I may get a cold. But we want to serve Krishna. So we don't perform unnecessary austerity unless we have the body. Some have a very strong body and even in old age they can take cold bath. But the munis, the yogis, great yogis, they go there and they take bath in the ice cold water. And of course, the munis, so they are absorbed in worshipping the Lord, in meditation, and usually on that day, they do mona vrat. They don't speak to anybody. And of course, but the best vrat is to always speak about Krishna. And not to speak any nonsense. And that is really moan vrat. But anyhow, they go there and they do this vrat. And and of course, there's a Kumbh Mela every 12 years in Prayag. And every 6 years is Ardha Kumbh Mela, which so many millions of persons are coming, great yogis. So every 6 years is Ardha Mela. Ardha Kumbh Mela, every 12 years is Purna Kumbh Mela, and every 140 years, there's a special Maha Kumbh Mela, and that was in 1977, when Prabhupada was there with his devotees. And at that time, at the Maha Kumbh Mela, so many yogis are coming, who are 500, 600, 700 years old. During the normal Mela, hardly, still thousands and even maybe hundreds and thousands of saintly persons are coming. But during the Mahakumbha Mela, most persons are coming. So, this Amavasya is very auspicious. And so it is said that the universe was created by Lord Brahma. So the point was about Lord Brahma is very much empowered by Krishna to create this universe. And he's a great devotee. He's the first guru in our sampradaya. Of course, Adi Guru is Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan. Of course, Balaram is there too, and Nityananda and Mahaprabhu, and even Srimati Radharani, they're all Gurujan. But then the first disciple of Krishna then is Lord Brahma. And he was initiated when Krishna was playing the flute. The Gayatri Mantra emanated from the flute and entered into the ear holes of Lord Brahma. And this way he was twice born. And he got transcendental knowledge also. He's addressed even there in the Bhagavatam as Bhagavan Brahma. Because he's always absorbed in the absolute truth. So therefore, he has so much knowledge. He's Trikala Gya. He knows past, present and future. As much as Krishna wants him to know. He cannot know everything, but whatever Krishna wants him to know, he will know. But even he can get bewildered. Also, when he was creating, because in the process of creation, the mode of passion is there. And therefore, even Lord Brahma, he became bewildered. more than one time. One time a beautiful daughter came from his body and he became attracted. He was running after her. But then the great sages, they came to him. Hey, Brahmaji, what are you doing, you daughter? And you're running after her. Come to your senses. He controlled his with his sharp intelligence. He understood, yes, what I'm doing, I'm a fool. And then he gave up this. It is mentioned he gave up his body. But of course, it is understood that he gave up this conception of trying to enjoy. This enjoying spirit that we have to give up. And then he continued with the creation. Every day actually he gets bewildered. Every day, Lord Brahma gets bewildered. So if we get bewildered, don't worry too much. Because we are very insignificant, we are nothing. And Brahma, every day he gets bewildered. And then we can see from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Brahma's day is very long. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. 1,000 ages taken together. The Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. That is known as Dibya Yuga. These four together, 4,320,000 years, something like that. And such is also his night. And so 1,000 of these Divya Yugas, 1,000 times 4 million, so 4 billion. So that is one day of Brahma. So like we have one day, 12 hours. So that is his 12 hours. And once in a day of Lord Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan, Shyam Sundar, Adipurush, Mulrup, Sri Krishna is coming to this planet. And then he's performing his wonderful pastimes. Right from childhood, right from he's born, after he's a small baby and he's already performing his pastimes. Like on the sixth day, when Shashti Puja is there, and he was put under a chariot. And then he was kicking his legs and then killing a demon who was there, trying to crush him, sent by Lord Kamsa. And so right from his appearance, he's performing wonderful pastimes. And then, of course, we know he's stealing butter, makkhan chaur, he's stealing Dukopi's cloth. And he's famous for that. Braje prasidam navanita choram gopangananam churukula choram anek janmajida papa choram churagaragannam purusham namami. So whatever Krishna is doing is wonderful, even he's stealing. So then he's growing up a little more, and with his left hand, that the little finger of the left hand is picking up Govardhan Hill. But still, so Lord Indra, he became bewildered. And Lord Brahma also one time again. So once in a day of Lord Brahma, he's coming, Krishna, and he's getting bewildered. Every time it's happening, he's getting bewildered. And then, so he's seeing that Krishna is there with his friends. And he's taking his lunch. Just like when the children are going to school, and the mother is making lunch box, and they're taking that, and they're taking their lunch there. So Maria Yashoda, she's making lunch box for Krishna when he's going out for Gochar and Leela, taking out the cows and the calves. And then they're taking, Krishna is eating, giving to his friends, and sometimes he's eating with his left hand. And Lord Brahma thinking, what is this? He's eating with his left hand. How he can be Param Brahma, the Supreme Lord? So he's becoming bewildered. And he's trying to think, let me see if he's actually the Supreme Lord. And he's trying to make some trick, but then he's tricked also by Yogeshwar Krishna. So that is Lord Brahma, so extremely powerful, but still he gets bewildered. So what to speak of anybody else? But still Lord Brahma is accepted as Adi Guru in our Sampradaya, because he's a very great devotee of Krishna. And even Lord Rindra is accepted as Bhagavan according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, although he had quite a few difficulties also. Although he's married, but still he's going after all the ladies, even great sages' wives. So what to speak of these personalities here, like Priyavrata? So it is explained by one Giridhari Goswami commentator. Prabhupada has explained in a purport also. that during the time of conception, when Priyavrata was conceiving, at that time he had some lusty desires. So therefore, his son Agnidra, so he was born with some lusty desires also. Lusty propensities were there. But still we should understand a great personality, Priyavrata Maharaj, Mahapurush, Mahatma, and similarly his son also Agnidra is a great personality. Although according to the last verses, it seems to be that he was he was attracted, but it is true, he was attracted to a woman. But so he wanted to go to Pitriloka, and he wanted to have a good son and to satisfy his forefathers also and do all these ceremonies according to the Vedas. So he was no ordinary person, properly mentioned. He was not a Shudra. He was a Kshatriya. And it is natural, as a Kshatriya, you're dealing with so many persons, and then sometimes some material desires may be there, some desire to have the company of the opposite sex. Even we can see, like Arjun. So he had more than one wife. It happened one woman is coming, and then she wants to marry him, and then he's marrying. Like that. So it is even the principle of a Kshatriya that if a woman is approaching, he may accept. He should accept if she's qualified. So he was a Kshatriya, so it was natural for him to get married. The Kshatriyas usually are getting married. Priyavrata, he was an exceptional case. He was thinking, why should I get married? No, I will not get married. And he went to perform austerity, but he had to get married because he had to continue the line of the dynasty, and he had to rule the kingdom. It was the desire of the Supreme Lord. It was the desire of Brahmana, of Brahma, Lord Brahma. So he was destined to do that. And then as a Kshatriya, then also Agnidra, he had to get married. It was natural. But he wanted a very qualified wife. So he went to the place to meditate, to satisfy the Supreme Lord, and then to get a good wife. And then, because he was qualified, then Lord Brahma himself, he chose one special girl from the heavenly planets. Anybody here wants to get married? Okay, nobody. Very good. We hope you can remain brahmachari. Best wishes to you. But it's not so easy. And many strong brahmacharis, they get married. What to do? Maya is very strong. Or it is maybe the desire of the Lord. Because we need also grihastas. Otherwise, how will the pure devotees appear? How Prabhupada appeared? Bhaktisiddhanta. They're the one mother also. So even the Vaishnavas, they have to get married, some of them. But if you want to avoid, try your best. But if you want to get married, you want to have a good wife. That is quite obvious. And if you can get a heavenly girl, that would be even better. Because they are more qualified. They are more beautiful. If one wants to get married, he wants a beautiful wife. He wants a qualified wife. So Agnidra, he got a very, very qualified wife. Chosen by Lord Brahma. And then, of course, it is explained actually. So he was like flattering her. I mean, he was, first he was not even because he was there absorbed in his meditation. And so we should always learn. We want to go to Braj. We want to serve Radhesham. We want to remember Radhesham or Mahaprabhu and their pastimes. And so sometimes you may see what I'm reading here about this Agnidra, Vishnu Bhaktan, seems to be quite lusty. So what is this? But at the same time we should know that we can learn so much from these pastimes which are going on. Very important. And then we may become qualified to properly think about Mahaprabhu and his pastimes and Radha Krishna and their pastimes. So we can learn so much how actually Maya is so subtle, very subtle, very subtle. And you have to be extremely careful all the time as a sannyasi, as a grihasta, as a brahmachari, whatever, man or woman, we have to be very careful so we are not bewildered by the external energy. So And here, so we can see how, here it was, of course, sometimes it is mixed. The internal energy there, the external energy is there. So the pure devotee, they're always under the internal energy. Always. But the sadhakas, those are practicing, sometimes they are on the internal energy and sometimes the external energy is there. And especially the sadhakas who are not yet so advanced, many times they don't know actually under which energy they are. And anyway, we don't have to bother so much. We have to concentrate on serving Krishna. But that is the fact. But just the point is we have to be careful because the mind is very tricky. And therefore he said, we should, unless and until we are fully self-realized on the platform of Atma-Tattva, not only theoretical knowledge, Krishna is God, I am the servant of God, I am spirit soul. That is okay, that is knowledge. But have you realized that we are not this body? Have you realized our relationship with Krishna? Our Atma-Sarup? Unless we are on this platform of Sarup-Siddhi, where we have realized our Satchananda Swarup and our relationship with Krishna. In five of the five mellows in Golok, as a servant, or even neutral relationship, or a friend, or parental affection, or conjugal relationship with Krishna, unless that is realized, so we should not trust our mind or our consciousness. Because every chance is there that Maya will bewilder us. Maya is in the body, in the senses, it can be the mind, in the intelligence also, in the consciousness. So Mayas can be all-pervading. But those who are intelligent, like even Lord Brahma, so sometimes he became bewildered. But because he's extremely intelligent, so he can control the Maya. He gets bewildered, but then he can control and he can push it away. But those who are not so intelligent, and then they are overpowered by Maya. And then the intelligence is bewildered. And then, of course, then the mind is going here and there, not controlled. If the intelligence is not sharp and fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, we cannot control the mind. Ultimately, unless we have love for Krishna, there's no possibility of properly and fully controlling the mind. So therefore, we have to be extremely careful. So, and here Agnidra, so he was meditating, and he's a devotee. Purvachiti came, so first he was thinking, oh, a very beautiful boy is coming. Because he was there absorbed in his meditation and not thinking about women. He was fixed. But then the women came there, and then the influence of the external energy was there, or maybe mixed, because it was also Krishna's or plan. So then the bewilderment started to come. Oh, a very beautiful boy there. And so it seemed to be the know that this is a man or a woman. So some kind of bewilderment was there. And then we can see that actually then, so the exalted personalities, so their Maya is also quite refined. It is not gross, it is very subtle. But then it was quite obvious that he became attracted and then he also then saw that it is actually a woman. And then he proposed to her also and he was flattering her. And because he was qualified, so he was able to attract her. So she was a heavenly girl. So a heavenly girl is not simply like a very beautiful woman, so she's also intelligent, intelligent woman, so if some just ordinary person is coming, flattering her, she will just simply refuse. And of course, usually, the Vedic tradition is that the woman, they will not be in any engagement with some talk, with some any man. They will always be under the shelter of the father. And then with the consent, usually the parents are choosing the husband for the girl. But of course here, a little different situation. So because Lord Brahma is Prapitamaha, is a great grandfather of everyone, Of Agnidra also, his father was Priyavata, but he had left already. Given up all this kingdom and his connection with the family. And then so then the great-grandfather, the father of everyone, of mankind, even of Manu, Lord Brahma, then he was there and he was getting the girl. So he actually arranged for the girl. So it was proper. Hare Krishna. So it was proper. And so then of course, because he was qualified, so he was speaking very nicely and flattering her, and then she was impressed, and she was feeling, yes, he's quite, and because she was sent by Lord Brahma, but then she was also feeling, he's a quite qualified person, and I may agree to his proposal. And so then they were getting married. And then they got, so another point here is that he had 9 sons. And they became also very powerful. And he trusted to them the 9 tracts of land of this whole planet. So they were, because, of course, here we can see again, although it seems to be that he was weak and attracted to the woman, but at the same time the control was there. And it is explained in the scriptures that if the man is strong, more strong than the wife, then usually he will have sons. But if the wife is more strong, then the girls will come. So therefore, nowadays the girls are stronger. The women are more strong and there are more girls. What to do in the Kali Yuga? And but anyhow, girls are so... nevertheless, everyone is important because everyone is eternal servant of Krishna. And from that point of view, everyone is equal. And everyone has to play his role in this world. Ultimately, according to fate, according to destiny, or even according to the plan of the Lord. So men are more qualified, and sometimes the women are more qualified than the man. That is seen even practically nowadays. Even amongst the devotees, sometimes you can see that the woman is more qualified than the man. But if she's more qualified, then she will still take the humble position and serve the husband very nicely, so that he will not feel, she will not show that I'm superior. No. She will always show, I'm here to serve you. And then both of them will progress like that. But usually if the man is more powerful, then the sons will be there. So he had 9 sons and they were extremely powerful. And the first son, his name was Nabi. Extremely, a great devotee also. So much so that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabdev, appeared from the womb of his wife. So Agnidra, he was the grandfather of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So no ordinary person. So that should be clearly understood by discussing this topics here of the Bhagavatam. So that is actually Srila Vyasadev and Sukadev Goswami. So they are not writing some ordinary historical happenings. This is all extraordinary. And that is in Samadhi Bhasha. That is known as Samadhi Bhasha. The language of the trance, of the full absorption. They were in Samadhi. Samadhi. The intelligence is fixed, equiposed, on the transcendental platform, absorbed in the absolute truth. So therefore, they get inspiration from the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord personally is telling them things in the heart of Vyasadev or Sukadev Goswami. Samadhi Labdham. So they have obtained this knowledge in Samadhi, in full absorption, this transcendental knowledge. And then they have repeated that. Of course, they have also heard, like even Sukadev Goswami was in the womb of his mother for 16 years, and Vyasadeva was describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So he was hearing that when he was in the womb. So of course, even Sukadev Goswami is an ordinary person. We know he's a Sri Asuka, is the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And he came here as Sukadev Goswami. to give this transcendental knowledge. So they are not writing anything ordinary. So they're only writing about great personalities and everything for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls, so they may become advanced in their spiritual understanding, so they may know how to progress in spiritual life, but not only know that, but they may know how to act in this world. Even in the material world, we have to act according to vana and ashram, although we don't identify. So, or even how to deal with different situations. So we can learn so many things from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is actually an unlimited treasure, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So by becoming actually so absorbed in that, then we can get always so much realization and newer realization, because it is such an Ananda Sarup, non-different from Krishna, the Bhagavatam. And Krishna is ever fresh and is the source of all knowledge. So we can learn more and more by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I read the Srimad Bhagavatam, I think now at least 4 times in English, 1 time in Hindi. And it is going on, you know, in all the time here in this temple, that temple, and we hear these different pastimes, these different stories so many times. And we can always learn something more from the verses itself and from the purpose also of Srila Prabhupada. It is ever fresh. And the more advanced we become, the more we will get something which is needed for our own purification on our level. So we may advance more and more. So in the beginning, when we are not advanced, so we will not see things which are needed to know when we are more advanced. So it is completely transcendental, this Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore Prabhupada, so of course he introduced the daily recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavate Sevaya. And of course Bhagavad Gita is there also. So by daily hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam, so we can progress slowly but surely on the path of spiritual perfection. So it is a gradual process, and we have to be always very enthusiastic, utsaha, and we have to have strong determination, nishta, and we have to be very patient, dharya. So, and then we can progress more and more on the path of perfection. So of course, so many other things could be said here, even just from the verse, how here he is speaking to her, and how he is expressing his desire to be with her and trying to seduce her. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is also explaining that if one is absorbed in lust and influenced by sex, then actually, and Srila Madhvacharya also is remarking, then he may say so many crazy things which actually make no sense. Like here, actually, if you study what he was saying, it was completely irrelevant. Seeing that there is a boy there and making some comparison. So it is actually like crazy talk. It is like crazy talk. And has no meaning ultimately. So that is actually the effect of this lust. Then one will actually lose one's intelligence, and one will not be able to think properly. And one is not able to think properly, he will not be able to speak properly, and then he will not be able to act also properly. So therefore we have to try to be fully absorbed in devotional activities under the guidance of the spiritual master, and we have to be careful of the influence of the external energy. And so that we have to understand. And especially, of course, so we have to try to be absorbed in remembering of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and his activities, and try to give this Krishna consciousness to others. So preaching, so that is very effective. Then we become strong by preaching, and then we may be not so much influenced by the external energy. And then especially we have to pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his mercy. Although it is very difficult to overcome Maya, but it is explained that there's one verse also which is explaining in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita that if we remember Mahaprabhu, difficult things, they become very easy. But if you forget him, easy things become difficult. So it is difficult to become free from the attraction to the opposite sex. But if we take shelter of Mahaprabhu, if we cry for his help, then we can overcome. Ramani jana sangha sukham chachake charame bayadam purushartaharam harinama sudara samatamater bhajagodo makanana kunjavidum. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I worship the moon of Godrum Dvip, that is in Navadvip. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was staying in Navadvip. In Navadvip, there are 9 islands. One of them is known as Godrum Dvip. And there he was doing his bhajan in Svananda Sukhada Kunj. There he had the revelation of Adbhut Mandir, that a wonderful Mandir will be there. And there, actually from there, he had also the vision that is the appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was staying nearby in his house, which was known as Surabhi Kunj. And so there he was offering this stotram, 20 very beautiful verses. And there he is saying that, my dear friend, addressing all of us, or maybe even our own mind, that actually the association of the Ramani, the very beautiful woman, that is actually detrimental for your advancement in spiritual life. Of course, we may get married, and then if we are feeling attraction for the opposite sex, it is better to get married. And then with the help of the wife, then we are, she's a good devotee, then we can advance. But even there, we have to take shelter of Mahaprabhu, otherwise we'll be attracted to the wife, and then we can also not advance properly. And then he's saying, Harinama Sudara Samatta Matir. So the consciousness should be absorbed in chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So worshipping Mahaprabhu in the association of the Vaishnavas, hearing the Bhagavatam, or the pastimes of Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and always chanting the holy name, then we can conquer over the external energy. So another verse is there. Hari Nama Sudar, Hari Sevaka Sevana Dharma Paro, Hari Nama Sudara Samatta Matir. Natidaina daya paramana yoto bhajagodo makanana kunjavidum. Hari sevaka semana dharma paro. What is paradharma? The highest dharma. That is serving the sevak of Hari. Serving the devotees of, the pure devotees of the Lord. And then let me become absorbed again in the nectar. Hari nama rasamrita panarata. Let me become attached to tasting the nectar of Hari Nam, that is the real nectar. And if we can drink that nectar, then we can give up all attraction to this material world. Natidaina daya paramana yato. So, but we should always be very humble, thinking one ourselves very insignificant, and being very respectful to others. And then there's one more. Anyway, so many more are there, but we should stop. It is 9:05, and we should see if anyone has any question. One or two questions we can try to answer. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Speak a little loud.
Stooled as Kshatriya should accept if some woman approaches him.
Yes.
And if she is qualified.
Yes.
Then why did Arjuna rejected Urvashi when he was proposed by her?
Yes. Well, you see that... we have to be practical also. And as Vaishnavas, how many women we can take care of? So how many women we can take care of? Even Ambarish Maharaj was there. And he had many wives, Ambarish. And he was the emperor, but still he was worshipping the Lord himself. That is explained in one of the Puranas. He was worshipping the Supreme Lord himself. Not like sometimes rich person, they have so much wealth, then they have a temple, they build a temple, they engage pujaris to do the seva, and they just go for darshan, Jai Bhagavan. But they don't do any seva. But he himself, he had the temple built, deities were installed, and he himself was doing the seva. And he didn't have any assistant. Like here now, even our pujaris, they have so many assistants. One who's cleaning the paraphernalia, one who's cutting the fruit, and they just do the main worship. One, two assistants, what to do? Kali Yuga. But he himself, he was cleaning the temple every morning. He was getting water from the holy river. He was picking the flower. He was doing the puja. He was cleaning the paraphernalia. And then, he had many wives, but they didn't give much time because he was the emperor. He had to take care of so many people. And then, there was one girl came, and she saw, I want to get married to the most qualified personality. And she was devotee. So she approached Ambarish Maharaj. Please, I want to marry you. He was saying, well, I already have so many wives. I'm in the emperor. I'm worshipping the Lord. Sorry, I cannot marry you. He refused. Because he had already many wives and he was a busy man. Emperor. And he was doing Thakurji Seva. But then, very nice pastime. Then she asked him again and again. And then she said, no, I don't have time. Then she said, I don't care. Even if you don't have time, just marry me. Even you don't could come to see me after at all, no problem. Then finally said, okay. But I only want a devotee and you are a devotee, so I will only marry you. Then finally said, okay. He married her. He gave a palace to her. All his queens had a palace. And she was a devotee. And then she wanted to serve the Lord also. And she knew that Ambarish Maharaj is serving the Lord. So she asked him, my dear king, please, I know you're very busy. Plus, please give me a little seva to Thakurji. He said, no, I will not give you. Don't take away my seva. Okay? It's my seva. Of course, he was merciful, but still, he wanted to do the seva, also the menial seva. But then she thought, somehow I have to serve the deity. I have to serve the Lord. So he was going in the morning to get water. At that time, she quickly came and cleaned the temple before he had come back. And then she was getting some flowers and putting the flowers there. And he saw, well, who cleaned the temple and put the flowers there? Anyhow, whoever, he didn't see anybody. He was doing the worship. Next day, the same is happening. Next day, the same is happening. He's thinking, who is doing that? And then, next day, then he was going towards the river, but then he quickly take another turn just to want, and then he was hiding, wanting to see who is doing that thing, cleaning the temple, bring the flower and arranging everything. And then he saw his latest newlywed wife, and he told her, don't steal my seva, okay? This is my seva. But I want to worship the Lord also. Then he said, okay, don't worry. I will give you your own Thakurji. So then he made one temple, and then he installed the deities, and then she was worshipping the deities there. And the other queens, they were somewhat devoted, but not so much. And then one day what happened, his own Thakurji was telling him, my dear Ambarish, you're serving me okay, but you know, your newlywed wife, you made a temple for her, and you installed me there also, but she sees she's serving me much better than you. Oh my God. So then he was thinking, I should go and see her and find out how she is serving the Lord. Then he was going there, and then he was trying to find out how she was serving the Lord. And then they were discussing Krishna Katha. And then the other queens, they were hearing, oh, the king is going to the newlywed wife. And they became a little jealous. And they approached the king. My dear king, the newlywed wife is there, and you're going to see her very regularly. How is this? And you're not coming to see us? Please come and see us also. But then he was saying, well, what to do? That because she's a great devotee of the Lord, and she's serving Thakurji so nicely, that Thakurji personally told me I should see how she's worshipping me. So I have to go there. What to do? And then they were thinking, well, we want to have him also come to our house. Then they all said, so please also make a temple in our palace and install the deities so we can worship the Lord, and then please then come to our place also. And then they all become devotees and they all worship the Lord. Hare Krishna. So like that, so sometimes they may refuse due to some circumstances like that. But generally they will accept, but not always. It's not that they have to, but usually they will, if they have the power usually the kshatriya has the power to maintain is there, but sometimes due to certain circumstances they will not accept. And that is also, of course, then possible. Because the highest rule, what is the highest rule? You can tell me? What is most important rule to do? Things we should do and things not to do. So usually a kshatriya has to accept a woman. But there's a higher principle. What is most important thing to do? I'm asking you. Huh? What is most important thing to you?
Krishna.
Remember Krishna. Smata vyasatatam vishnur vismata vyanajatu chit. Sarva vidi nisheri asur ete yoreva kinkaraha. So like that. All the other rules and regulations are subservient to that. Always remember Krishna. So if you are surrendered to Krishna, then you will know what Krishna wants. And then he will guide you. No, this is not good for you. Or you should not do this. And that is then the higher principle. Like that. So it's same case with Arjun. So ultimately then, if it is not the desire of the Lord, he will not do. And then there is no harm. Like that we should understand. So whatever the pure devotees are doing is actually is correct, is proper. The pure devotees, they're never doing anything wrong. Even though it appears to be sometimes not proper, but whatever they are doing, they are, because they are guided by the Supreme Lord under the internal energy. Like Krishna is never doing anything wrong. Similarly, the pure devotee is never doing anything wrong. Like that. Just like Krishna one time, here, when he was here, so he's a gop, right? He's a Supreme Lord, but he's a cowboy also. So usually we milk the cows, right? So then he became bewildered because he was thinking of Radharani. And there it is mentioned also that sometimes when a person is influenced by lust and he surrenders to the feet of a woman without reservation. So even Krishna sometimes is transcendentally bewildered and attracted to Radharani, that is putting his head on the lotus feet of Radharani. Smara Gala Kandanam, that is by Jayadev Goswami, it is explained. How Krishna is putting his head on the feet of Radharani. He's the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. So that is transcendental bewilderment and attachment to Srimati Radharani. But still, Krishna is in control. And similarly, a great person is also in control. And he can, so he will not be like that. Attached to the woman, and you may not be bewildered by a woman. So like this, we should try to understand that the devotee, so he's never bewildered, just like Krishna. So he's a cowboy, so he was usually milking the cow, but one time he became transcendentally attracted to Krishna and bewildered. So instead of milking a cow, he went to the bull and he was trying to milk the bull. Is that wrong? A big mistake? No, he was just, you know, that's Krishna's pastime. So similarly, sometimes the pure devotees may do something wrong, but they are fully absorbed and there is nothing wrong like that. So we should understand. Is that all right? Hare Krishna. So we should stop here. Grant Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srisi Gonitai ki. Krishna Pranam ki. Srisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. So today is a very auspicious day. So whenever an auspicious day is there, we have some special puja. And so actually every day in Braj is auspicious. Somebody is appearing. Appearance day of some great personalities there also. One of Prabhupada's associates also. And so then whenever there is some special ceremony, then there's some special prasad. So we are distributing some prasad. Hare Krishna.